For Asian American students, following the challenges to affirmative action at Harvard and the University of North Carolina can be a frustrating experience.
And I'm just kind of confused.
That's Emma DeShane. She's 21, born in China, but she grew up here in the U.S. She just finished up her junior year at UNC, and she doesn't agree with the lawsuit against her school.
Yeah, like annoyed and confused about like why this even seems necessary and why they can't see like the benefits that affirmative action brings other individuals.
In other words, she's worried these lawsuits could hurt her Black and Latino classmates if affirmative action is rolled back. She's not alone. The Asian American community is split on the efforts. On the one hand, there is history to Asians being discriminated against in the U.S., like the Chinese Exclusion Act, the 1882 law which prohibited Chinese workers from coming to America, and the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. But on the other hand, some people wonder if the lawsuits, which target race-based admissions, could make schools less diverse. In the 90s, California voted down affirmative action in public schools. And the year the ban took place, UC Berkeley saw admissions for underrepresented minorities, that's Black, Latino, and American Indian students, drop more than 50%, while Asian American admissions went up 8%. Now it's possible that what happened in California wasn't an anomaly, but a test case for what could happen for the rest of the country if these lawsuits against Harvard and UNC are successful. Jennifer Ho is a professor at UNC. She worries that the Asian American plaintiffs in the UNC case are so caught up in their own rejections that they're losing the big picture.
They don't have a full understanding of the history of race in the United States and the ways that they are being used in a larger narrative.
Before Asian Americans were suing to end affirmative action, a young white woman named Abigail Fisher brought her lawsuit against the University of Texas at Austin all the way to the Supreme Court. That case against race-based admissions ultimately failed. Although the plaintiffs in these anti-affirmative action lawsuits are all students, the cases were organized by a guy named Edward Bloom and his group, Students for Fair Admissions. When we asked to interview Bloom and his plaintiffs, he introduced us to Michael Wang instead. 5 years ago, Wang got rejected from his top school, Harvard.
Like, I'm not saying that I should get into Harvard, but rather I'm just saying, was I treated equally with all students who applied to Harvard? Were we all on the same starting line?
Harvard's Director of Media Relations, Rachel Dane, sent a statement in response to our request for an interview. Part of it says, quote, "We will continue to vigorously defend the right of Harvard and other universities to seek the educational benefits that come from a class that is diverse on multiple dimensions," unquote. But many Asian American students are unconvinced. Wang has become the unofficial spokesperson for Asian Americans who feel like they didn't get a fair shake. While others with litigation pending have stayed quiet to avoid a backlash, he's keeping the issue alive by speaking out. Wang talks about how deeply invested his parents were in the college process.
When I received those rejection letters, I think a lot of people who apply to college will feel the same thing. They definitely feel disappointed, but not for only for themselves, but also for their parents.
I can relate. My mom is Chinese, so when my twin sister Hallie got her college admissions letters back,
yay, got into Brown.
Woo! Yay!
That shriek? Yep, that was my mom. I don't want to make her look like too much of a tiger mom, but she definitely expected at least one of her kids to get into an Ivy. And we both did. But when my sister and I were applying to college, we feared that race might count against us. You might guess that Michael Wang, who supports the lawsuits, is excited by their momentum now. But even he has mixed feelings.
I'm worried definitely that Asian Americans will end up being a tool in this. For example, the whole Trump administration coming in and be like, okay, like, let's investigate affirmative action. I was very skeptical about that because I felt all of a sudden he's interested in this issue. Like, I understand that this is part of Republican agenda.
Wang might be right. In April, the Trump administration's Department of Justice, which is siding with the group suing Harvard, pushed for the college to turn over a decade's worth of admissions files. Those records may directly impact the trial this year. For Here and Now, I'm Sierra Fong Horvath.